Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
Giggles, you want to turn me on? Do I sound like you?
A little bit. Does turn me on.
No, I'm not.
That's crazy. Like watching her as the voice is coming out. It just
it throws you off.
It's
huh?
Not computing.
Are we going already?
It's not computing.
Is the on button on?
Not yet.
You can turn your you can do your one job.
My only one job is
you
this.
Touch your button.
Ooh.
He gets the push button. That's the only
button.
Button he gets
I get
the push.
To push. These women don't want me to touch their buttons. I swear.
I don't blame them.
So I'm a fidgeter, so I always have to have something in my hand.
Oh, so that's why you have a banana?
I was going to offer my banana to you. Careful, it's a little sticky.
It's kind of mushy, too.
Where
the hell?
Where have you had this banana?
It's been in my bag since for a very, very long time. I just found it. I was like, hey, I'm going to pull this out for
what?
You.
Where was it in?
It was in a bag.
Oh, I thought you said
it's
your
a stress banana. That didn't sound right.
It releases stress.
You got in a squeeze.
A squeeze.
So you can fidget with the banana.
No, I got my thing.
I don't know. If
do you do that to your banana?
Yeah, I was going to say, do you squeeze your banana like that?
How else you beat it?
She doesn't know.
You got to choke.
I don't know. I don't have a banana.
You got to choke the son of a bitch once in a while.
She's got a fava.
Yeah.
She just flicks it. You're a flicker.
Mm-hmm. So why I got all these muscles in my fingers.
It looks like a nipple when you squeeze it.
It feels
it
like
does, it's a green nipple.
And I know green's your favorite color too, so
better than a red one.
Whatever.
You don't like red?
I do.
Is there a reason?
Benfica.
Oh, and you're a sport?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know nothing about those soccer.
How are we friends?
Because of me.
You didn't reveal this whole Benfica thing till after I already liked you, so.
You've known.
Well, you love squeezing that banana, don't you?
She's going to town.
You don't have to put it down. It's fine.
If Papa Tony loses an eye, we know why.
Oh my goodness.
So how you guys been?
Not bad.
Not good, no. Not bad. Double.
I could be sleeping right now.
You always sleep during the show.
What's new?
What else is new?
Can you keep it together for our guest?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe.
Just one show, please. One show.
If I start yawning, I'm sorry.
You know what it is? She showed up early. She
was on time.
Everything.
I was early.
No, I wasn't. I had business to take care of. That's the reason you beat me this time. But that's good.
I closed the door on her. I was like, no, you're too early. And I shut the door.
One out of what, 33? That's not bad. Show.
No, I should have.
Early. You've been on time a couple times, but not early.
Two times.
Oh, she's got the count.
Two. Unless the last episode she was on time, so that would make it three.
She came in about 2-3 minutes late, but that was okay. That was pretty good.
I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember either. You were, yeah, because we got surprised.
Yeah.
Even my parents were surprised that you were on.
Yes. This time I was a whole 7 minutes early.
Oh, my God. 7 minutes.
In heaven?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking inches.
Wow.
Inches? Jesus Christ. All I was going to say, I wish I could last 7 minutes, and you're going with inches already. Shit. Jesus.
Sorry, I have very high
expectations.
Qualifications.
Yeah. You don't want small guys. That's all we know. Okay.
What are your job qualifications?
Mine? When it comes to that?
Yeah.
7's about right.
8's better.
8's better. We need to have some girth.
Thicker than that banana.
Some hang time, too. It can't be just a little 5-minute friendly.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That's what pills are for. Yeah. I got you, PT.
No, that's why I use zip ties on my foreskin. It holds it forever.
And then he puts the pop rocks on.
Then I put the
for added effect.
Yeah, and wrap it up with what's the other stuff?
Oh, fruit roll-ups.
Fruit roll-ups, yes.
I did hear that Papa Tony left his Pop Rocks here.
I did.
He did.
I think that was an anticipation of your visit.
Mm. Well, I wasn't thinking about that, but that's a good excuse, I guess.
Oh, great. You guys are going to get me in trouble.
Misha, I think you got to go get those Pop Rocks.
They were good. They were fun. Thank you, dear. You surprised us that day with both of those things.
Have you tried Pop Rocks with a banana?
That sounds like it hurt.
What are you looking at me for?
Because the question was for you.
No.
I
don't do bananas. I'm sorry.
Wow. You should try.
No. This one we don't play those games. No. No.
Do you have bananas here?
Besides that one? We do. They're kind of large, too.
Oh.
Boy.
You're going to do it right.
Nah, God.
That's what dessert is.
The bigger, the better.
He's thinking about it.
I just go back to when I was single, and my dad only gave me one piece of advice. And he said, marry a small person. I said, why, Dad? Because it makes your thing look bigger. I said, thanks, Dad. Great. I wish I would have never listened to that.
Why?
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
If you hit me with that banana one more time, I swear. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rockin' on the Porch with my co-partners of crime, Mishi, Giggles. And today we have a special person. I'll let Mishi do the introduction. And take it away, Mishi.
It's the one, the only, Moshka.
Hi, y'all.
So Moshka is one of my dearest friends. I think you've known me, what, my whole life?
Yeah.
No, I know you the whole life more than she does.
No, actually, she has too.
I was there when you were born.
That explains a lot.
True. I was the one wearing the gown.
Oh.
Shut up.
I don't know if I'm uncomfortable or if I'm enjoying this conversation.
I was telling your mom, push, but God, neither. And she was just yelling at your dad, oh, there's feet of the puta, he did this to me.
That stupid son of a bitch. Bitch.
He said he was only putting it in the head, only feet of the puta.
I have a question.
Already?
Was she born with glasses?
He couldn't tell with all the hair.
Well, no. Yeah, in those days, you know, the weed whacker was out of thread, so we couldn't tell.
Sorry, Mom.
No, in those days, yeah, you worked for it. You had to work for it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was separating the Red Sea.
Is it red?
Well, sometimes.
I like that I was thinking. I don't know.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
Yeah.
How can you tell if there's hardwood floor?
How?
Yeah, if it's all bald, you can't tell.
But back in those days, that was not a trend.
No, they used to beat it. They used to put the braids with the beads.
Seriously.
It's like
I thought you said beat it, like beats.
It's like I told these girls in the past, and in my days, you would wake up Saturday morning, you didn't know whether to brush your teeth or shave them.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how bad they were. That's true.
You got a 2-for-1 dental floss.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And a good time?
Oh, a hell of a time. Except in the summertime. In summertime, was kind of nasty.
It must be the shag carpet.
Yeah. There was a lot of crust on those carpets back in those days. Yeah.
Was there static? from all the rubbing and the...
Well, I skinned my knees a few times, yeah.
Was it like Velcro?
Well, if you didn't wash it the week before, I guess.
You guys' gestures are killing me.
I'll just keep playing with my banana.
I'm not allowed. I have to keep my hands above the table.
HR had a talk with him. Yes.
We had a meeting earlier.
Again?
Again. That's my new office. I'm their best friends. Actually, I got to see them next week. Oh boy, I hope everything goes good.
Yeah, don't tell them about the show.
No, I won't. I won't. I did tell my accountant today about the show.
Did you?
Yeah. I said, when you got nothing to do, this is what you do. When I was there, I said, really? I described her the show. I said, it's not for kids. He said, well, I'll listen. So, I'll see how it goes. Oh, man.
Well, I have a question for you guys. Would you rather be the only person who speaks out of their butt or be the only person who doesn't speak out of their butt?
Are we metaphorically speaking? Yeah. Or?
Well, do you know somebody that actually speaks out of their ass? I know he talks a lot of shit, but...
Moshka pointed at Tony.
But see, that's not a fair question. You guys got two sets of lips to talk out of. I don't.
We're not talking about those lips. We're talking about somebody's ass.
I can't talk out of those lips. I don't know about everybody else.
Yes, you guys can. Believe me, I hear those noises already. So.
From giggles? This is news to me.
No, no. He has like supersonic hearing.
Yes, I'm deaf on this side, but I could definitely hear those noises.
It's a vibration.
Can you repeat it again?
Yes.
Yes. Would you rather be the only person who speaks out of their butt or be the only person who doesn't speak out of their butt? So be the only person that can actually talk out of their ass or be the
only person who
doesn't.
Can't.
So it's what it's asking is, do you want to be part of the group or not be part of the group?
I don't.
Yeah, I'm
so you want everybody else to be able to talk out of their ass but you. So you're the odd man out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I kind of, I'll go with that.
What about you? You want to ask me a question?
Ask.
I would talk out of my ass.
You would talk out of your ass?
I think I would.
Would you blow bubbles?
I would. I would do something. Against blowing
bubbles. Do you like to blow bubbles?
Oh.
Because he's back in town, he's looking for you.
Oh,
it's not going to get any better, dude. I think that's him coming. No, never mind. Bubbles! She's here.
Moshka, why are you getting underneath the table?
I've only been here 20 minutes. You guys are going to get me in trouble already.
From who? From what?
It's fine. They don't listen anyways.
Nobody cares.
Tell them to reach out to HR.
How about you?
Mish? I don't know. I think it'd be kind of fun to talk out of my ass.
Do you poop out of it too?
Yeah, I do everything with
my
ass.
Do you talk while you poop?
You can. Don't you like throw up and
talk shit?
Yeah.
Oh, so you talk shit. Oh, that's right.
Where do you think it came from?
Oh.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, that's.
She said, oh.
I'd rather have the fingers that look like penises instead.
That was your favorite question.
That was my favorite question.
I know. I can't find any more like that. I've been trying every week.
I like that one.
There was no hesitation.
No, no. That one, yeah.
None.
I wish I could just cut that out of the video and just use that as a teaser. We need to become more popular so people can see this.
Well,
shit.
We got to get on, what's that thing? YouTube?
YouTube.
Here. Someday, dear. Before I die, I hope.
So, how's your seat? Is it hot yet?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Bubbles made it hot.
Well, we're about to get deep into you.
Oh, goodness. I like that, though.
You brought some lube.
Bubbles has enough.
Oh, you're choking the shit out of that banana, I swear. No.
You know what? I might get a chicken next.
I should have brought my chicken. If you would have told me I have my chicken at home.
That's all right.
That's okay. I know.
Now it's flat.
That's okay.
Would you choose the banana or the chicken?
Probably the banana.
I think she likes bananas.
I like the banana. Yeah. I like bananas.
Like them green or yellow. Mm-hmm.
I don't discriminate.
Do you like it hard?
Yeah.
You don't like them with brown spots, do you?
No. I like them nice and firm.
Fucking giggles. Do you like it hard? The way you ask.
Miss, I hide a pickle on my bed answering over here.
Since the show has started, I can no longer confirm or deny.
About what?
If I have a pickle under my
bed. You still do.
You know why? Because she's going to upgrade to the banana.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you better get...
Want me to share?
That one's a little flat.
That one's seen better days.
Yeah.
I'm not greedy with my banana.
It's okay. My pin is pretty hard.
It's a small pin.
It's too small thin. Pin.
Oh, it is. What the hell?
You're going to be like, are you in? Literally, just a tip. Nope. It's the whole damn thing.
A freaking joke. Touch your toes. I still run.
She fell for that.
And then she got everybody else at the festa, and they were all guys.
Oh, my.
I think your friend, he was the only one who knew what it was, didn't do it. Other than that, everybody else fell for it.
Yeah. Then everyone else did.
Oh, well, that's okay.
In their defense, they were kind of drunk, so.
That's how you got to get them.
Yep.
So, do you have a silly nickname?
Yeah, Moshka.
Is that because you don't wash?
She wishes.
What do the Moshkas fly around?
Yeah, how did you get that nickname?
You don't have to say it.
No, it's fine. We were hanging out at the dairy, mm-hmm. and there was some homemade aguardiente.
Yeah, moonshine.
Moonshine. And it was called Moshka. And... I had a bit too much to drink that day, and
so what else is new?
I kept saying "Moshka, Moshka, Moshka," like to do shots, and then that's where it stuck, I guess.
Yeah. The next time she came over, everybody's like, "Moshka's here."
It's a good nickname for you, though.
I like it.
It's not a bad name. It's not, you know.
Yeah. So, but when people ask, I'm like, "The dairy did it."
Well, that's where we reconnected too.
Yeah.
Were you part of that, Mish? Can you hear that nickname?
Yeah. Who do you think was giving her the bottle? I was right there with her, though.
Yeah.
We were racing our cars, our trucks.
It was fun.
So how old were you when you got your first STD?
What? Wow.
We're really going deep. Oh, my.
I haven't had one.
Atta girl. I knew you were keen.
Snorted. Got a drink.
Fun fact about her, she never snorted until she started hanging out with me. And the first time she snorted, she scared the shit out of the guy at the table next to us.
True story.
You're allowed to snort?
It was.
You're allowed to snort.
I chewed.
That's great. We're going to run out of alcohol here pretty soon. Where's our Portuguese chest?
Right here. It's on wheels.
I chewed instead of swallowed. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And then.
Well, that's your mistake right there.
Yeah, that was my mistake. And then, I started laughing uncontrollably and snorted. And then everybody else started laughing. And it was a muscle, right?
Oh, my God. She ate a muscle. It was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen somebody more disgusting.
Ugh. You gagged on a muscle?
They told me just swallow, okay?
That's what every guy says.
Like, it was her first time. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, that's every guy's fantasy. Go ahead.
But then I was curious because of the texture. I wanted to chew it. So I chewed and...
That hurts. Don't ever say that word around a guy. Chew your muscle.
So she can squeeze the fuck out of your...
Yeah, but squeezing is one thing. Not
there's no teeth in the squeeze. And what's funny is when she snorted, my brother was laughing so hard. He goes, the muscle made her do it. She hasn't had muscles since, huh?
No. And at least I didn't choke on it.
Yeah.
See? Good.
She took it down like a champ.
Good. Why don't you try it again, but just swallow?
That's what he said.
Dude, she fits right on it.
We're gonna have you on Zoom here pretty soon. Every time we start our show, we're going to be calling you.
She's going to have to call in?
Yeah. We can do that, can't we?
Yeah,
the special guest.
Yeah.
I got to figure it out.
Just in case something happens, you need somebody to sit here. So
we'll
be our substitute Zoomer.
We can Zoom her on the computer, and then I can put my TV right here so we can actually see her and she can see
us. Ooh, cool.
No, hopefully that works.
Want me to open it for you?
Can't use that.
No, I know. That's
right. Oh, God. Can't touch the bifika.
Do you know how hard my life is with her in it?
Jesus Christ. How do you pull your tampons out?
I'm way past that. I'm way past that stage of life.
Because
I'm good now.
You probably put food coloring down there just to turn them green.
Oh, Papa Tony, did you know if it's green, it's not good?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
That's not what he said.
Hey, beggars can be choosers. That's all I know.
Man. So if you were able to swap genders for a day, what would be the first thing that you would play with?
Is this for me or for
you,
Papa Tony? We're getting deep.
Play with me? Oh, thank you.
Wait. Do you realize that question that she just asked?
If she swapped genders, who she wants to play with?
She would be a boy playing with you.
Oh, fuck that shit. Go back to your other
All of a sudden. It would be what I would want to play with first, right?
Okay, I didn't catch that. Right. Thank you, Giggles.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that.
Very curious about balls. So I think it would be the balls.
You could throw these questions to any of us too if you want.
Giggles, what would you play with?
I mean, there aren't that many parts.
What do you mean there's not that many parts?
She's all the nipple.
You'd be surprised how much there's to explore.
Really?
Yes.
Enlighten me.
Well, I mean, there's cavities. There's
cavities, like
cavities. I mean,
not your teeth.
No, yeah, no, but I mean, some people like to go deep. It's all depends. I mean,
maybe the penis.
Me too. Because I would want to try to write my name while they peed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because all the guys used to always do that. And I was like jealous because I couldn't.
You know how hard it is to write?
Is that why you started going by what's Papa
that
Tony?
Thing, the little like squirrely thing that goes on top of the letters?
The accent?
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the easiest part.
Girl, oh shit. It's like the power host just gets out of control.
That's right. You guys can. Oh, you guys can. That's to a certain point. But pee standing up.
I peed in a urinal.
Yeah, so
I backed it up in there.
Oh,
didn't touch nothing. I was very proud of myself.
You guys have more talent than what people give you, women.
Yeah,
believe me.
I really want to throw this at Papa Tony.
Okay,
because there women have more parts to play with. What would you play with first?
Anything right now? I don't care. It's been just a while. Well, there's of course the one I always love, but yeah. The valley. I love to play with the valley.
The pink canoe.
Yeah.
The pink canoe.
I like to go canoeing.
Even if it was your own.
Flicking that papa bean.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Because this is if you
get a good paddle, you know, go in there and paddle away. When's the last time you paddled your canoe?
Daily.
Atta girl.
That's how she stays so young.
Don't let your river dry up, whatever you do. No.
You got to release that tension.
That's what I say. You know, it's proven fact. If you masturbate so many times a week.
It's true.
It's true that it's good for your health and you live longer. I'm never going to die.
We're stuck with you. He's going to outlive us.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
Your umbrellas are coming off or what?
No. I made sure they were nice and firm. Yeah.
So fluffy. You know what? Fun fact about her, too. Every time she stays here and then she leaves, I find pieces of her umbrella all over the place.
Oh, God.
I'm like, she's like a chicken. She's molting.
What are you flickering all night long with those eyes? I mean, you could tickle so many serious balls with those things. That's good.
Not balls, booty. Hole.
Whatever.
You just made him rethink.
I think he really...
I mean, if you could stick that eyeball in there, that's...
Not the eyeball, the eyelash.
Eyelash, okay.
Just tickle it a little bit.
That's why you always have pink eye.
Yes.
Yes. Poor girl.
All right, my next question for you. Where's the most embarrassing place you've ever farted?
Oh my gosh. Work.
Did you?
Yes.
And people heard?
No, but they smelled. Oh. And then they started complaining about the smell. And I'm thinking, oh, please don't realize it was me. Yeah.
Yeah, but are you by yourself in that section?
No.
Then they can't blame you. They don't know who it came from.
Right.
Yeah, you're good.
But still, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's part of nature. You got to release.
That's true.
And actually, it's healthy for you. Again, I bring the knowledge to this thing once in a while. Very little knowledge. It's good for you to fart. You have to.
It burns calories what I learned from listening to the show.
See?
Yes.
No, it's good for that. And
we do help people.
And then if you don't, the smell goes into your brain and gives you shitty thoughts. So that's not good. So you got to release it.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
When I fart now, I think 67 calories. I just burned them.
See?
Right? I'm like, I could eat
that. Still remember the number?
You can't go to 69? 69, you burn more calories.
Well, that's like if you do a double one, I guess.
Yeah. Right?
The one that just kind of keeps on going. You're like, damn. All right. Good job, self.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I tell you, he gave me this over this weekend. I tell you, I don't know what the hell I ate Saturday night, but Easter Sunday morning, oh my God, I couldn't get off the toilet. I had some serious problems, and it was bad. I haven't been like that in forever. I don't know what the hell happened. Oh. My wife said, did you eat the pie that she made? And it was still good, but it had to be that pie. So, oh man, it was terrible.
Maybe your wife
poisoned me.
My mom. Mm.
She tried to poison
me. What she did to her cousin, remember?
The laxatives?
Yeah.
No, I don't think she could have, but I don't think she would have, but but then again, she could have. But I don't think she would have.
Yeah, she doesn't want to clean up after you now.
No.
Is there any reason? Was there any reason that she wouldn't want you up?
No, that's the whole thing. I mean, she's got to wait a few more years before she could kill me. So she's got to keep me around.
She wouldn't have killed you. It just immobilized you.
No, it immobilizes the toilet. I'll tell you one thing. I destroyed that son of a bitch, I swear. It was nasty. Oh, God, I haven't been like that sick in a long time. And I was supposed to work that day. Help out for a function. I couldn't do it. I called my brother, said, hey, no, you don't want me down there. I can't do it. No, this isn't going to work. So, okay, I got a question for you. Is your starfish pink or brown?
Eat curtains?
I've never had an up-look close.
Up close?
Sorry. I haven't looked up close, but I'm assuming it's brown.
But would you prefer a pink one or a brown one?
No, either way.
Because there's some women who actually bleach their starfish. That's why.
Not me. I don't see it, so why do I care?
I know. I don't know. People understand why people even do that. They got money to burn, I guess.
And if you're going to complain, then don't look at it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Well.
Do guys prefer one over the other?
No. I think I'd just be happy to get in there.
You've been deprived.
Yes. I don't care what color it is, as long as it's not chunky or crunchy.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I have some dingleberries hanging out.
You just had a tea.
No, it's good.
Where's the weirdest place you ever peed?
Oh, my goodness.
She's other a tingler.
Do we have about an hour? Well, the dairy many times. I pop a squat by a tree. But to be honest, we went to NASCAR one time, and the lines were horrendous. And I went back behind a truck and just
a girl.
And it wasn't just a little pee. It was like a river, and I could see it running, and people are on the other side. But I had to go.
Not your problem.
That's like your story.
Yeah. Why do you think we're like two peas in a pod?
Yeah.
And our birthdays are close to each other too.
Yeah. Leos, be careful.
No, I'm going to have to cut that out.
No, because I didn't say your name.
Yeah, but people can find out by my birthday.
Yeah.
Everybody has a birthday.
No.
No?
I've always been here.
Never been birthed?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were there.
When she was birthed.
Of course I was there. I was there with the consensus.
Are you still a Libra?
Yeah.
I was born a Libra. Why?
Well, I'm just trying to remember how far. Oh, yeah. Okay. You make it.
Yeah, I made it. I'm the cutoff.
That's why we get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leos and Libras get along?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Very well.
We're scales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Scales. This is kind of a fun.
I forgot about the scales.
I can't believe you forgot. You've been talking about the scales for how long?
He says scales and looks at me.
Yeah. Scales.
He wants to weigh you for sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I forgot about that.
That's okay.
Where's the scale?
That was like, what, the first episode?
Where are the scales?
I'll get this. Give me the pen.
Dude, if he has pen all over his face, we're really touching.
Your pen doesn't write. Oh, there it goes.
What are you too old for but still enjoy?
Oh,
mine's drinking.
I think mine would be too. Driving fast, because I still drive fast.
There's my scale, okay?
And I should.
Wow.
Mine's skateboarding too.
Skateboarding?
Oh my God, I was so sore and I was so scared. I was like, dude, I want to hurt myself. You exploded my banana. She exploded the banana.
There's so much going on here. And show your hand.
There's my scale.
He drew his scales.
Dude, he's going to have the best wet dream tonight.
Look, this is what happened to your banana right now.
I thought all guys wanted their banana to explode.
She destroyed that.
Well,
banana.
She wanted the banana to explode.
Yeah, but she destroyed it. Now it's never going to be the same. Look, all the little balls that fell out of it. All those baby bananas don't have a father now.
Baby banana.
I owe you a banana.
No, please there. Don't even worry about it.
Or banana.
Get over there, banana.
How's your banana? Is your banana okay?
Well, I'm afraid to say. No, shit. Where's the hole at?
I don't know.
Came out of the nipple? Oh, my God.
Can't even find the hole.
Can't even find
It's not your job to find the hole.
We go by smell.
Papa Tony, you want to find the hole?
No, well.
Okay, we're doing
Doing sign language now? What?
Yeah.
Okay. This is for our deaf listeners.
Oh, do you want to see this sign language?
Giggles just flipped off of it.
That means you're number one.
Again. Yeah.
Again.
Two times.
Oh, man.
So you want to play a game with us?
Sure.
We'll let you relax now. You want another beer?
You better.
My poor banana. I feel really bad.
Why?
Because he exploded.
It's okay.
I usually don't feel bad, but
no, actually, you did pretty good. I mean, how long you played with that banana? That guy, I give him credit. He lasted a long time.
Yeah, he did.
He lasted a long time before he exploded. You got talent. Very good. I give you props.
I keep finding his balls everywhere.
I mean, if you were a professional, they would love to have you.
Do you want to fidget it with a Sharpie?
Sure. There you go. All right, Papa Tony.
Why are you guys all so fidgety?
You make us nervous. It's your hormones.
What are we doing now, dear?
Bean boozled.
The boom-boozled.
Oh.
She's already making a face.
Yeah, you,
you haven't even played yet.
I turn it.
Do the turny thing.
Spin it.
Yeah, that's
you
the word.
Do the turny.
Do the turny thing. I'm getting dizzy. Jesus. A peach.
Let me see.
Or barf.
Is it peach?
Peach or barf.
Oh, I thought it said a peach fart.
That's what the blue one is?
Yeah.
Didn't it land on blue?
Yeah.
Well, I said peach barf. Oh.
You guys took all the good ones out of there.
We did.
Where are the napkins?
Oh. There's some right here. Just in case.
So I made my mom do this. And she got a good one. I was like, no, fuck that. You're doing it again. And I made her play until she got a bad one.
Hopefully I have her look.
Oh, you'll play again.
Oh.
You're going to play until you get something good.
Yeah, I think it's this one.
Give me the good one.
Is that your bean?
That is my bean.
No, just don't flick it this way. Okay. Fuck, she got a good one, damn it.
I don't know, she's still...
It took you a while. I was surprised. I thought you got a good one.
Oh, that's barf.
Oh, God. What are you looking at me for? Shit.
It's going to be in your mouth for a while. Yeah.
No, that's okay.
It lingers.
That's okay.
And I don't know if a super bog is the best thing to wash it down with.
You probably have to chew on something else.
Do you have anything for me to chew on?
After what you did to that banana, I'm afraid. Bring out your pickle.
She needs that for personal use.
Well, I know, but you could buy another one at the grocery store.
The pickle's safe at home.
I know. Underneath the bed with the cats. God, that was good.
Ugh. That was
sorry,
gross.
Amiga.
That was gross.
No,
that's your initiation. You are now one of us.
You'll always be one of us.
She loves that. Yeah. You know, she has no trouble finding that
button. That button, I know.
It's the last one.
But I like it. We finally got applause. We got an audience.
It's not us.
Yeah. It's just three. We're the only.
We do like the slow clap here.
So what did I weigh? You didn't tell me.
Oh, hang on.
You broke the you broke the scale. Oh my God, he's in heaven.
Hang on. Yeah, the needle's moving. It's moving.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
it's moving.
Oh my God.
That's a good 15. That's pretty good.
Pretty good. Good,
baby. Boom, pretty good.
I should have got the real scale and seen if you guessed right.
Well, it'll move. That's all I know.
I don't know if people realize that when he was saying the needle's moving, he was looking down at himself.
Yes, he was looking at his banana.
I don't want people to think I have a needle dick, okay? Shut up.
Oh, well, I mean, then you shouldn't have said the needle's moving while looking down.
Well.
He just meant there was movement.
There was movement. It's still alive.
It's alive.
It's alive.
And it's not as thin as a needle.
No, thank God. Thank God. And it's a lot better than the Oh, man.
Papa Tony has a little surprise for you.
Okay. You're going to read story time this week.
Oh, my gosh.
And in your honor, it's called Moshka Likes to Look at Balls. It's by the same Japanese person from last time. Whoever the
Oh my God.
How do you say the name?
Bishima Kaka. Yakanaka. Bishish. Fuck it.
B
Bisha my caca?
Bisha minga caca?
Oh, boy. Okay, here we go.
It's the first page.
There.
Yeah.
That's the first page.
This one.
No, turn. There you go. Okay, and just remember, it's Moshka.
Yeah.
When then comes to that name.
Tiger's balls are small and white, just like Michael Jackson.
That's not what I expected.
Well, that's true.
These two guys are socialites. They both see lots of action.
Mm.
Tiger puts his balls in holes and keeps them out of sand, while Michael proudly shows his balls to boys at Neverland.
Gosh.
Bruce Jenner ran decathlons. He took Olympic gold. But today, I am sad to say, he has no balls to hold.
True.
I don't know just what went down. He must have lost a bet. Bruce's balls are Caitlin's now. I am sure he has regrets.
Look at the sign on him. It's 69. His little number. And the Wheaties box.
It says, what the, and a question mark.
Well, they don't know what he is now.
Oh, wow. Pam has soft and bouncy balls, the kind that must be seen. Hugh Hefner knows how all that goes. They're in his magazine. Hugh Hefner's balls were big and bold, the finest balls around. Then one day Hugh got old. Now his balls drag on the ground. Serena brings some lovely balls to the tennis scene. She has fuzzy little yellow balls, yellowish and green.
Oh.
Like my banana.
Yeah.
I think these balls might just be what make her such a threat. The other girls out on the court haven't got a set. Serena tries to keep them hidden because if they're verified from the Women's Tennis League, she'll be disqualified.
That's true.
Moshka went with Magic Johnson out for some seafood.
Mussels.
Sala.
That's not seafood.
When she looked at Magic's balls, she really lost the mood.
Oh.
Look at his balls under the table.
God damn, what's wrong with
those? Oh, they're all deflated.
They're all deformed. Fuck.
He must have sat on them.
Magic, where is your protection? I think it is too late. Your balls are going to spread infection.
Oh my God.
It is time to end the date.
That's terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
David Beckham thinks his balls look nice. I do too. And it seems the world agrees. He showed his balls once to Posh Spice. The rest is history. Ernie is not at all impressed by what David Beckham's got. He thinks that Spice Girl looks depressed since having tied the knot. Ernie's rented shoes and his wrist brace made David laugh out loud, but the eyes lit up on Posh's face when Ernie pulled his ball sack out. Ernie's balls were beautiful, big and hard and round. When he slid his fingers in, Posh made a funny sound.
Oh my God.
Ernie rolled those big old balls before he split and then a strike. Now David knows it's Ernie's who's got the stuff that ladies like.
Wow. And that's it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Thanks for sharing your balls. Fucking giggles.
She loves that now.
Great job, Moshka.
Very good.
Wow,
very good.
That is good. I like this book.
So, Moshka, how bad was that date on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, your worst date ever, or?
For Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen his hands in person. So, I would say it was the worst ever. Because if the other thing is anything like his hands.
That's Papa Tony's favorite sound effect.
You wouldn't be walking right for a few weeks.
Oh, what's another blowhole? Or hole that's blown.
Whatever. Yeah, it would. She it would be blown out.
Okay. Are you ready to participate?
No, are you ready? Because we don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You want another beer?
I think I'm good. Are you ready to participate in Dirty Word or Not?
Yes.
Hey. What do you think?
Shmegma?
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 Shmegma.
Is it a dirty word or not?
Wasn't that on Austin Powers?
That was magma.
Oh, magma. Okay. Shmegma. I'm going to say dirty.
Okay. Are we going around?
Shmegma.
Yeah, I got to go dirty too.
Fine. I'm going to go not.
You just got to be against everybody.
Well, somebody
that's why
has
I talk out of my ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I hope it's the right button. We'll find out. We're going to go with Moshka since she's a guest. Yeah, but you even said, I'm not sure.
It says on the pad thingy.
Oh, it does.
Oh my God. Did you just realize?
We're still looking for a new engineer.
Moshka, you want to take a crack at it?
Come on over. Job.
8 buttons to push. That's all you got to do.
What is this? The 28th episode?
33rd.
Still doesn't
know. Oh, man.
Well, I don't know if you want to sit in my chair.
No, yeah, that's fine.
No. I don't know if you could handle
it. I was just thinking of their nose. There's no plastic.
Well, so far she's dry over here.
I got to tell.
But you don't know about me.
My hormones.
There was a lot of excitement that went on here.
That's my hormones.
Her fava runs hot.
Is that why you almost slipped off?
Yeah. But the traction kept me on.
Do you guys smell something burnt? I think she started a carpet fire.
Tell your mom it's...
carpet against carpet.
Yeah. It went up in flames.
She doesn't have hardwood floors.
No. No. No,
gave herself
you
up.
You will never know. Okay, anyway, we're going back to dirty word or not. Moshka said it's a dirty word. So, let's find out.
Atta girl, good job, amiga.
Okay, although, yeah, I think it's a dirty word. Okay, so smegma means a sebaceous secretion under the male foreskin.
Yes, that's a dirty word.
That's fucking disgusting.
So they
not
don't
sure what sebaceous means. Sebaceous means.
Papa Tony, can you enlighten us?
No, well.
He doesn't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
It's under the foreskin.
Yeah, but
you know what foreskin is.
Yeah, hello.
Juice is under the foreskin.
See, but that's the thing. That's why a lot of kids are circumcised because of that that word there.
Secretion?
Yeah.
Schmegma?
That's where you carry...
Schmegma.
And you carry all that schmegma with them and it causes disease. Schmegma. Yeah, so no, that's... Yeah, you got to clean yourself up. There's nothing wrong with foreskin, but don't let the cheese.
Oh, it's an oily substance.
It turns into fucking cheese after a while. So clean it up.
I can clot your glands.
Ew.
He said clean it up.
Clean it up.
Clean it up.
Be a man.
Ew.
Oh, sweet niblets.
Now the effed up word of the week.
Oh, good.
What? Oh,
more,
man.
I know. This one's great.
Did you use all the letters in the alphabet?
Almost. I had to rewrite it on another card.
Yeah.
You think this is long?
I know,
but... definition is longer.
Mama la pinata pie.
What'd you do with my dad?
Mama la na pinta de pie.
That's what it sounds like.
Mama, pizza to the pie.
And she's your friend?
Daddy.
It makes sense.
No wonder you're best friends with my mama.
No wonder you like her dad, huh?
Yeah. She does talk about him
a lot, really, seriously. Now we know why. I'm not even going
to try. Yeah, you need to. It's a just at least once.
Paint the pie, the last mahala. That's got to be a fucking Hawaiian word because all those words.
You didn't like my version?
Well, no, yours is pretty good.
I think you nailed it, to be honest.
I think you nailed it. But it's got to be a Hawaiian thing. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't think any of you said it right.
Of course. We did once.
You have no faith in us.
Mammal, a pineapple, a pie. Mammal, a pineapple, a pie. Mammal, a pineapple, a pie.
What
I do like pies that taste like
mammal, a pineapple, a pie.
I don't. They're just
no, you're, yeah. See, you wouldn't make a good lesbian.
Mish, whatever that is, you're allergic to it. Yeah. It's got pineapple in it.
You wouldn't be a good lesbian because you can't eat pineapple pie.
It's pineapple pie. Pineapple pie. But it's not like pineapple.
Yeah.
You couldn't even be a swinger because.
Mammal, a pineapple, pie.
I'm telling you guys, every day that I'm alive, it's a miracle.
I know. I'm so sad. You won't be able to join the swingers club.
No, I'm fine. I'm good.
Yeah, but they got the pineapples hanging all over the place.
Yeah, that's. I'm fine. I'm good.
I don't need remember.
Would you join a swingers club?
No. Nope.
Remember now it's.
I'm adventurous, but not that. Adventurous.
The loofah thingies. The. What are those called again? Those. Remember I told you guys one time it's not pineapples anymore? They put like the different colored loofah or like scrub things.
Oh, pineapples are out. Something else is in?
Well, I mean, they're kind of still in, but now people are trending towards the little loofah thing. Is that what it's called? Like the bath?
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, and they have different colors that mean different things.
You put the soap on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the what's the definition of that word?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Did you have honey?
We got some.
It's my allergies. People probably think I'm a smoker. Okay, Guinness Book of World Records. It is in the Guinness Book of World Records as the word with most meaning. So like the biggest meaning in the word and the hardest to translate. It means a look that without words is shared between two people who want to initiate something, but that neither will not. So they want to be together.
Oh, Papa Tony is manana peli data pie.
Pineapple pie.
Mama na pinta te pie.
That's what it sounds like.
I leave my pies pinta alone.
What'd you say about my mama?
Yeah, leave my mama out of this. She had a nice pinta.
Oh my sure. God. You saw it on the way out.
Well, I saw it on the way out too. Yeah, you're right. When she was dying many times, unfortunately.
Poor thing. God rest her soul.
I know. That was a good. Well.
Well, great job, guys.
That was a good.
That was a good. That was a good word.
It was all right.
Oh, man.
I'm allergic to it, so.
I did it intentionally.
You
wanted to get me back for that honey, huh?
Yes.
She almost killed her on one show, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sure she heard.
All right, so I'm going to leave you with this. What's hard, long, and has cum in it?
Wait. Moshka looked at Papa Tony.
I know.
A cucumber, but I like the way you guys think.
Wait, what's long, hard, and...
has cum in it.
Cucumbers don't have.
C-U-M.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
C-U-M.
C-U-M.
See you next Thursday.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of cucumbers you guys are eating.
It's the one under your bed. That one would have cum on it.
It turned into a pickle.
Yeah.
From all the usage.
She marinated it.
It's cured. It's already. It's cured. Yes. It's cured.
Oh, yeah, like your Marcella.
It's with age. Things age better.
Is it ribbed for her pleasure?
Sure.
Sure. Sure it is.
We like to take care of, you know, each other.
Well, we do?
That sounded bad.
I'm going to retract that.
I'm going to retract I didn't mean it in that way.
Yes, I was going to say, I was left out of this conversation. What the hell?
What, you weren't there that night?
No, apparently not. I know. And you guys always do something behind my back.
That's why the banana's all fucked up.
Poor Benny.
Benny.
Benny the banana.
Hey, speaking of Benny, where's Blosey?
Oh,
Blosey is in Blosey's, her pants.
Yeah, Blosey's in my pants.
You're talking about Lucy.
Lucy.
Oh, okay.
She's in my closet, slowly deflating.
Yeah.
You can only have one guest at a time.
I can't keep up with the nicknames for your stuff. Yeah, you got gremlins. You got favas.
Yeah.
Gata.
Well, yeah.
You have a gata too?
Yeah.
Is she a nice gata?
No, it goes.
It depends on the mood. Yeah.
Yeah.
She scratches, I guess. Does she scratch?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Easy.
That's why we put her all the way at the end of the table. Last time she tried to bite Papa Tony.
Hey. Wow. Let's talk about the time that he tried to touch me.
Oh my God, that was solid. Hilarious.
He tried to weigh you?
No.
We need to keep her around.
I was sitting in my regular chair over there, and she was sitting in this one over here because
it was Christmas.
And so, we rearranged the kitchen table, or setup, I should say. And I don't know. I just reached for, she almost jumped over the counter. I didn't even come close to touching her, but she just got paranoid. I don't know what she was thinking I was going to do, but.
She almost stopped, dropped, and rolled. Yeah, she almost threw herself on the floor. And I'm looking at her.
I was like, I wasn't going to do nothing. I don't even know
what was going
was
on.
Was it your
in my
Christmas
head.
Shirt?
Oh, yeah. You wanted to touch my Christmas shirt.
Because you had like little things.
Little bells.
On it.
Then
yeah,
she had the bells.
Yeah,
the bells.
Oh, okay. I was going to play with your ding. There goes more balls. What the?
I like that. I was going to play with your ding. There's more balls.
They got excited for the bells.
They got excited.
Dude, if somebody loses an eye.
That's a whole other HR issue right there.
Good thing we all have our eye protectors.
I know. Well,
we should set me. Oh no, yeah, I have my umbrellas.
Yeah,
I'm
your
okay.
Umbrellas.
You're okay. Safe.
You can catch and release.
Yes.
And throw them back at us.
I wonder how many of those balls you could hold on your eyelashes.
Let's try.
No.
No. What if it gets stuck?
Oh no.
Imagine if you go to work tomorrow.
I go tomorrow. With one eye closed.
You're going to be like, this bitch is crazy. Well, we wanted to give you a little thank you for being not only our first guest, but for traveling so far to come join us. So here's a little something, something. Yeah.
We really care about you.
There's stuff inside, too.
I did want her to put Papa Tony there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's a black cock.
He was the model for all the cucks. Those are flying chickens, so you can put them on your fingers.
You can shoot them at your employees. Bring it out.
My baby.
Oh, your baby.
It's a magnet of a German Shepherd with sunglasses. Oh, you might have to cut it.
Okay, we'll wait for that.
Here.
We take care of our guests. That's your light switch. That's your light switch.
Please put it on your work computer.
Oh, that has to go on her light
switch. Would you like to describe what it is?
It's a black gentleman with a cutout right where his banana would have been.
It's a big black cock, man.
Giggles his favorite.
Oh, yeah, you put it on a light switch.
Yeah, you put it on. That's.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Fried chicken candy.
No, that's good stuff. That's
is
not...
that so I can play with my chicken?
Sure.
Do you like chicken a lot?
I do.
You don't fried like chicken? I love chicken.
I do like chicken.
I got a shirt. I am going to wear it tomorrow. That is so nice. Thank
What's
you.
What's the shirt say?
It says rocking on the porch. I already have one of these because Mishi gave me
too
one.
Too bad we don't have.
You have one more thing.
Mishi, too bad we don't have a white marker so we could sign her shirt.
Huh.
All, oh, of that us, been cool.
All of us.
Well, so just, then when we'll you're just famous.
Shine, we'll just sign. We'll just shine her tits.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That's if you get lost.
You want me to read that for you, Amiga?
Yes.
Okay, so she has a... Damn, this thing's small.
It is.
It is small.
Is it like a dog leash?
No, it's a key. It's for your keychain. Oh. It says, friendship is like pissing in your pants. Everyone can see it, but only you can feel its warmth. Thank you for being the piss in my pants.
Well, thank you for having me. I've been watching or listening to the show since it started. I'm a big fan. I'll always send messages like, hey, why is the new episode not there yet? So I listen to you every week.
The other day you were, I was scrolling through TikTok and you came across that hi. But I'm not smart enough to reply, so I didn't want you to reply. No, I saw her name, and she just said hi. I said, how do I do this? So I didn't know. But thank you for thinking of me for a brief second.
Well, thank you, guys. This was so much fun.
You will be
back. I've
been
looking forward to it. I will.
You will. Because you're going to be our, what do you call it?
Number one guest.
Recurring guest, exactly. Yeah, something like that.
A troublemaker?
No. A troublemaker. I wish we had more troublemakers like you. Seriously. So, no, we're just here to have fun, and hopefully we didn't offend you too much.
Oh, no, not at all.
I know. We're going to try harder next time.
Yeah. Well, I need better questions.
Yes, no. No.
I thought for sure the STD one would be like...
I was waiting for the Omega.
Well, just make sure you take care of that before you come on next time. We don't want to catch anything. Because I don't even know what those letters stand for.
You were supposed to tell her, I have the STD. You are all I'm missing.
Oh.
Because you're the stud.
Oh.
Are you doing math? Why are you counting fingers?
You know me, anything over four letters, I get lost.
Also, he's trying to see if his scale will work on that hand.
This one's... Went back to zero.
I have another one if you want to weigh it.
Okay.
Okay. Dude, I've never seen him move so fast in my life.
And that's my bad shoulder.
All of a sudden it works.
It works.
Around the microphone.
If I had
therapists
like this, I'd be.
Dude,
I'd be
he didn't scared. Even touch nothing. He was so smooth. Smooth operator.
So what you're saying is there should be a therapist, a physical therapist?
Oh, everybody you'd be busy. You would have them lined out the door. Especially for hand therapy.
For hand jobs.
Hand jobs. Hand jobs. How much?
Your first customer.
Do you take cards?
Do we exchange chickens and animals for payment? Okay, yeah. Good.
I prefer black cocks.
Black cocks. Yeah, well, I'll find
with
a black chicken.
With a heart on it.
Yeah, I'll find them.
With hard-ons.
I don't know if we talked about what the bag says on the outside.
Oh, I don't know.
The bag says, just a girl who loves peckers, and it's got two black cocks. No, three black cocks. No, four. Black cocks. Well, this one's kind of brown. That's okay.
I don't discriminate.
No, we don't.
That
we
one
don't.
Didn't bake long enough.
Yeah.
I mean. Oh, well.
Are you jealous?
No. I'm not jealous. I'm happy with what I got. I can't do anything about it anyway, so.
Oh, no, just because she's so into black cocks.
No, that's okay.
Are you taking that banana home?
No. that banana's been destroyed.
It's ready to retire.
Yeah.
Do you want to take it home, Moshka?
Yes, as a souvenir.
Yes.
I'm going to tell tomorrow at work what happened. Trying to release my stress. and it exploded.
See what you guys do.
No, tell your employees, if you guys don't shape up, this is what I'm going to do to you. And look what happened.
So I have a question for Giggles.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how to plant tulips?
Enlighten me.
I feel like this is not good.
I know. I'm all thinking technically, put it in the soil.
There's a different version.
Water it.
You open your mouth and you plant them.
Well, there's something like this. Some people...
Remember when you go to the bar.
Okay, got it.
Some people prefer roses on their piano. I prefer tulips on my organ.
That was a good one.
This is why we're friends.
That's the only reason they keep me around.
Oh my gosh, it just clicked organ.
Oh my god.
see what we got to deal with?
What is it? The five second rule?
She's not even blonde. That's the scary thing. That's okay.
Debatably blonde.
Like my blind joke, and she didn't get it. Like, he had to explain my jokes to her last
week. Last week was, yeah, it was bad.
I don't even remember.
You were tired.
Look at
That's a sign.
That's okay.
Sorry.
We still love you. We have no choice but to love you, of course.
Who else is going to push our button?
I know.
I like that she didn't even know that they were the names on the buttons. I love it. I love you, Giggles.
Thanks. I want to press applause one more time.
Good.
You can do it at the end.
You can play with it all you want. Yeah.
Okay. Wrapping it up.
Yes, wrap you always should.
You should wrap it up. Right
on. To not get those STDs.
There you go.
Just catch those STUDs.
Yep. Look at you,
Papa Tony.
What?
STUD.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a gnat.
Oh,
I'm not waving. I'm sorry. You probably think I'm trying to get your attention.
That one's waving. This one's waving. I'm going, what the fuck? Why are you guys waving?
Why didn't you wave back?
And then this one's squeezing the banana.
I got
just shit going
I'm in the middle with women with using their hands all over the place. I don't know what's going on here.
We're very used to using hands.
I know, but not in the right places with me, unfortunately. My place needs a few more fingerprints, unfortunately.
You'll have something to dream about.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, just got to wash another sock. That's about it.
That's all right. At least you do it in the sock.
Hey.
Just one sock?
Like, how many does he need?
I mean, after tonight.
I don't want to do a load of laundry.
It's all his socks are on the floor. And they're all
standing up.
It's like dominoes.
Your wife is like, what happened?
I don't know. The dog did it.
That's so weird.
The dog did it.
If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We appreciate all the love and support. And Moshka, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I did it.
I'm going to have to fucking take that out to consulting.
It was fun.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully I'll be back soon.
See, it wasn't that bad. You were probably afraid of, you know, we're normal people.
She was afraid of you.
Did I even touch? Well, no.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Technically, it was a scale. It wasn't me. Let's get that clear.
He's never going to wash that hand again.
No, I will before we're gonna... I go home.
And then you're back.
I don't need this many pounds down here, that's for sure. This doesn't do it unless I turn it into ounces.
How many pounds? Wait, let me see.
I had it up to 20.
Oh, wow. What did she weigh in at?
Well, 15.
Oh.
That's what the needle was pointing at.
Impressive.
You want to know another thing that's impressive about her? Her bra, just one cup fits on my head. And there's like room to wiggle.
That's why it weighs more than a baby.
She was getting ready for the festa. And me and my friend, we each had a cup on our head. And she's like, give me my fucking bra. What's wrong with you guys? And we were like, woo! We have pictures somewhere.
There is pictures.
Oh, that's when I was doing checks, too.
Yeah, she did anal checks.
Yeah.
What?
We had a master's father that went missing, so I had to check everybody before they left. Had my little glove on.
Anal check.
She had gloves.
Oh. What did you think she said?
No, I heard anal checks, but I didn't understand.
Why would they shove the sweetbread up their ass if you're doing anal checks?
Because they're speaking out of their ass again. They were like, remember?
No.
Yeah. Their mouth is there. Okay. What was your reason? Sorry.
Oh, I don't know.
We were delirious.
Yeah.
Tired. And thought it was funny. So I bent over in a dress, and she had her blue glove, like a breeder's glove.
I wish I was breeding cows again.
And she, she extended it, and there's a picture of her extending it to do an anal inspection.
And she's been in the front. So I sent it to all the girls that was in the committee with us. And I'm like, dude, shit went missing. Now we're doing anal checks. Because I think we were the last ones there. Mm-hmm. Everybody else had left.
You're going to catch Papa Tony down south doing anal checks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully I make it.
You know, if you guys need extra security, he'll just follow you around, though.
Yeah, I'll protect you.
Maybe you need protection from him.
Well,
shut up. Hey, I'm the nicest person you can, you know.
Yeah.
I don't do nothing bad.
You were scared of my branch, though. You kept running away from my branch, remember?
Well, you were attacking me with that branch.
I had a branch in between my legs.
Wait, what the hell? When was this?
No, this was down there last...
When we went for the matanza.
Her mom's standing next to her, and she's got this... What is it? The
lemon branch.
Lemon branch
but it was
hanging
big,
down
bushy.
There, and it's bushy. And you know, look at my branch.
I tried getting close to him, and he ran. He was scared of my branch. I said, I didn't shave for a couple of days. You're
a
fine.
Couple
you're
days,
fine. And I was
shit.
Trying to touch
even
him.
Even though it did
no wonder
smell.
You're a branch manager.
Even though it did smell lemony. That, I give you credit. It smelled nice. So
I thought you liked bushes.
To a certain point, I'm still old school. I like to see the triangle, but you know, you can trim it down. It doesn't have to be, you know.
You should have gotten the weed whacker out and cut it.
Well, in those days, we didn't have it. You know, it was all Mother Nature stuff. So, you know, and it's the same way with the guys. You know, I mean, it's like the old saying. You know, if a guy has a big mustache and he shaves it. His nose grows. So it's the same thing with the guys downstairs. If you clean it up, everything looks bigger. So.
I have a question.
I was afraid you were going to ask me a question. Go ahead.
I saw the light go on.
Yeah, you totally see it on her face.
Okay. Balls are so wrinkly. Like, how do you, like, shave it all down? Like, how do you get it all clean down there?
Well, you stretch it out like anything, you know.
I
run the clippers first, you know, make sure you got, then, you know, some guys use the razor. That's, you got to be
careful. This is a razor.
Yeah, just the idea.
So you maintain down there.
I like to maintain.
Would you ever wax it?
Oh, God.
No, the thing is, I'm so hairy everywhere. That's going to look so stupid, that one spot with no hair. See, that's why I can't do it. No, seriously. I mean, you see me butt naked. I got hair on my back. I got hair on my nipples. I got hair everywhere. And this is one spot in the middle of the body, bald. That doesn't look right. So
you just tell people God had a sense of humor.
When he made me, he did have a sense of humor. So, but that's okay.
We had a conversation one time at a bar. I just started asking a bunch of guys. I was with that one friend. And we just started asking a bunch of guys, would you wax down there? Or what do you think? Clean or not? Like shaved or not?
Yeah.
I would just
clean. Groomed or not?
Groomed. I won't shave it.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't like it if it's not groomed. It's gross. His hair has odor.
And well, that's what I was saying. Back in my day, in the summertime, you know, now you guys know what I'm talking about. It was different back in those days. Yeah. But in my case, it's salt and pepper. That's not a good look.
So. Men can pull that off, though.
Yeah.
I think it's sexy on a man, to be honest.
Not down
that's
there. I don't think it is down there. I don't. When I see it on myself... No.
Personally, if I'm down there, my eyes are closed. I'm not looking.
No, I can't help but I walk in front of a mirror. I'm sorry, I can't notice. You know. And then my friend says, he looks up at me and says, "Hey, what are you going to take care of this shit? It's getting hot down here."
So, it's getting hot. Summertime.
Yeah, we need spring cleaning. Come on, get the bugs out of here.
Huh? Heard women refer to guys as like the silver foxes.
Well, yes. I know, but that I think that's more upstairs than downstairs.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Even chest hair, I think it looks good. Well, if it's, you know, salt and pepper.
I have
Tony
no
button his.
No, no, I have no
choice. I thought you were going to show her yours. I was like...
She's next to be weighed.
Dude, Shirty threw herself on the floor.
We were going
to compare here. Going to be like this. The ow, scales ow, are going to tip.
Can I play too?
Are you on? Are you on? Jump.
Well, it doesn't fit on the scale.
It's, the needle's not moving. What the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we...
Well, thank you guys for listening to us.
For listening to this shit show, as usual.
Thank you again, Moshka.
Thank you, Moshka, again.
Thank you all.
Love you. And
having me.
And hopefully you'll be back soon.
Hopefully. Yes.
No, you will.
She has no choice.
We're going to
sign the contract so she gets it. Yes.
We got pictures to blackmail you, so you got to come back. We saw you squeezing somebody's banana, so it's definitely, we got you where we wanted you.
Jeez, all right.
Bye, you all.
Bye, y'all. Bye, y'all.